Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
More precious than gold or silver, Lord, is the way of life you teach us. Lord, you have been good to your servant according to your word. Teach me discernment and knowledge, for I trust in your commands. Before I was afflicted, I strayed, but now I keep your word. You are good, and your deeds are good. Teach me your commandments. Though proud men smear me with lies, yet I keep your precepts. Their minds are closed to good, but your law is my delight. It was good for me to be afflicted, to learn your will. The law from your mouth means more to me than silver and gold. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, teach us goodness, discipline, and wisdom, and these gifts will keep us from becoming hardened by evil, weakened by laziness, or ignorant because of foolishness.
More precious than gold or silver, Lord, is the way of life you teach us.
I have put my hope in God. I have no fear of man.
I have put my hope in God. I have no fear of man.
Have mercy on me, God. Men crush me. They fight me all day long and oppress me. My foes crush me all day long, for many fight proudly against me. When I fear, I will trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not fear. What can mortal man do to me? All day long they distort my words. All their thought is to harm me. They band together in ambush, track me down and seek my life. You have kept an account of my wanderings. You have kept a record of my tears. Are they not written in your book? Then my foes will be put to flight on the day that I call to you. This I know, that God is on my side. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not fear. What can mortal men do to me? I am bound by the vows I made you. O God, I will offer you praise, for you rescued my soul from death and kept my feet from stumbling, that I may walk in the presence of God and enjoy the light of the living. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, victim for our sins, you trusted in your Father's protection and kept silent when you were tormented. Give us that same confidence, and we will gladly suffer with you and for you, offering the Father our sacrifice of praise and walking before him in the light of the living.
I have put my hope in God. I have no fear of man.
Your merciful love reaches high as the heavens, Lord. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy, for in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I call to God the Most High, to God who has always been my help. May he send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me. May God send his truth and his love. My soul lies down among lions who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword. O God, arise from the heavens. May your glory shine on earth. They laid a snare for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples. I will praise you among the nations, for your love reaches to the heavens and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and we will praise you among the peoples and proclaim you to the nations, happy to be known as companions of your Son.
Your merciful love reaches high as the heavens, Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Galatians. Live in accord with the Spirit, and you will not yield to the cravings of the flesh. The flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. The two are directly opposed. That is why you do not do what your will intends. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O God, you are good, and all goodness flows from you.
O Lord, teach me the ways of holiness.
All-powerful and ever-living God, with you there is no darkness. From you nothing is hidden. Fill us with the radiance of your light. May we understand the law you have given us and live it with generosity and faith. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.